Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An important issue which relates to the understanding of Islam and non-Muslims is the notion that it is generally said by Muslim scholars that Muslims should not adopt the appearance and dress of non-Muslims. They should actually adopt a totally different dress, and they say that Islam has forbidden them from adopting the appearance and dress of non-Muslims. And they base their opinion on certain narratives of the Prophet Muhammad, which we shall of course analyze during the course of this short lecture. But first of all, it needs to be considered that there is no verse in the Quran which prohibits a Muslim from adopting the appearance of a non-Muslim. Islam has not prescribed any dress. The dress of Islam is decency. It says that any dress which is decent, which properly hides the contours of one's body, and which it properly covers one's body, is acceptable to Islam. So therefore, first of all, it needs to be appreciated that Islam has not prescribed, it has not outlined or ascertained a particular form of dress to be a Muslim dress or an Islamic dress. All dresses are Islamic as long as they conform to certain norms of decency. The second thing is that if we take into consideration the narrative also, on the basis of which it is concluded that one must not adopt the appearance and dress of non-Muslims, then one comes to realize that that narrative has been erroneously interpreted. I'll read out a text of that narrative to you and then try to explain it. This text is found in Musnad of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and Ibn Umar reports from the Prophet that near the end of this world, I have been sent with a sword until the one and alone God is worshipped. My livelihood has been ordained in the shade of spears, and humiliation and subjugation has been ordained for those who oppose me. And those who adopt the ways of a nation are like them. So this last sentence, which in Arabic, the Arabic words are, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِكَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Those who adopt the style of a nation are like them. On the basis of this sentence, it is construed that one must not adopt the style of non-Muslims. One must shun the style and appearance and dress of non-Muslims. Now, if we study this narrative in detail and also try to look for its original, its basis and principle in the Quran, one will easily come to the conclusion that in the Quran, the specific law which is, relates to the messengers of God is actually mentioned in such detail that a lot of narratives of the Prophet Muhammad, they also explain this law in various forms. And this narrative is nothing but an explanation of that law. The law says that in the times of the Prophet Muhammad, the Almighty punished the people who had intentionally denied the truth. And they had punished them very severely. And of course, in this punishment, any nation who adopts the same ways as those of the Prophet Muhammad's nation did, then of course, they shall also be punished in a similar manner. So the words مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِكَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, which in some narratives have been reported in the absolute sense without any background, they have a particular context. They say that if the Prophet's nation shall be punished because it had intentionally denied the truth, then this shall not just be the case with his nation. Other people in his times, for example, the people of the book, if they too adopt the style and the attitude of the Quraysh or the nation of the Prophet, then they too shall be counted among them and they shall be similarly punished as the Quraysh were. So we can say that this narrative has nothing to do with the appearance or adopting the dress of non-Muslims. It relates to a specific instance and it has a very specific connotation. Today we can adopt the appearance or the dress of non-Muslims. Of course, there can be cultural restrictions. One can be very proud of one's culture, but then again, we must separate culture from religion. Religion and culture are entirely two different things. One cannot say that, for example, one cannot wear trousers or one cannot wear jeans or coat because they belong to non-Muslims or they are the products of the Western civilization. Of course, one has the right to be proud of his own traditions, of his own dress, but then this is something which is one's own choice and it is governed by one's own culture. One must not mix it up with religion. Religion does not bind us in any manner as long as the dress is decent. It has no objection on the dress. Of course, we might be culturally more inclined to adopt our own dress, but then again, this is something which is culture and it should be placed in the circle of culture. It should be placed in the sphere of culture and one must not mix up one's cultural, for example, proclivity because one belongs to a particular country with one's religious ideals. Religion and culture have to be viewed in the way they are and they must not be intermingled. Today, as I said, we can adopt any dress which is decent and which conforms to norms of decency, and we cannot label any dress as a non-Muslim dress or a Muslim dress. Any dress which is decent is liked and is condoned by Islam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.